Joshua chapter 1, if I have on the screen, Joshua chapter 1, and I'm going to read from verses 1 to 9, I'm going to read from the NIV, and it's interesting, these were the verses they were given to me when I was 11 years old. I was baptized when I was 11, and I still remember those words. And this is a wonderful book, the book of Joshua. Joshua chapter 1 says, after the death of Moses, the servant of the Lord said to Joshua, son of Nun, Moses' aide, Moses, my servant, is dead. Now then, you and all these people get ready to cross the Jordan River into the land I am about to give to them, to the Israelites. I will give you every place where you set your foot, as I promised Moses. Your territory will extend from the desert to Lebanon, and from the great river, the Euphrates, all the Hittite country to the Mediterranean Sea in the west. No one will be able to stand against you all the days of your life. As I was with Moses, so I will be with you. I will never leave you nor forsake you. Be strong and courageous, because you will lead these people to inherit the land I swore to their ancestors to give them. Be strong and be very courageous. Be careful to obey all the law my servant Moses gave you. Do not turn from it to the right or to the left, that you may be successful wherever you go. Keep this book of the law always on your lips. Meditate on it day and night, so that you may be careful to do everything written in it. Then you will be prosperous and successful. Have I not commanded you? Be strong and courageous. Do not be afraid. Do not be discouraged. For the Lord your God will be with you wherever you go. Let us pray. Father, we place into your hands our time together. Father, we confess we need you. We confess we are sinners. And we pray that may your Holy Spirit help us to receive what you have prepared for us. We pray against any distraction. Help us to be focused upon your word, upon you. In the name of Jesus we pray. Amen. The subject here is faith. And this book of Joshua is a good example of faith. In the Bible, we read in 1 John chapter 5, verse 4, this is the victory that overcomes the world, our faith. It's a wonderful verse. It's saying, it's not because I go to church, it's not because I am a good citizen, it's not because I am nice to people. This is the victory that is going to help us to overcome the world, is our faith. And Joshua is an example of faith. And we need to know that we can conquer the challenges in 2019, the challenges every day of our life. And what is the victory? Where is the victory? In our faith. Now, Joshua is a beautiful illustration. He has some principles that he lived by. And today we're going to learn very, very briefly three principles from him. But before that, I want just to share with you who is Joshua? Who was Joshua? Well, Joshua, when we read some verses in the Old Testament, Numbers 27, verse 18 says that Joshua was a man in whom is the Spirit. Joshua was a man who was led by the Spirit. Who was he? Well, he was a slave. He was born in Egypt, and he was a boy, and he witnessed everything that happened, and in his life, he allowed the Holy Spirit to lead him. So first of all, he was a man led by the Spirit. Now Joshua, when he was during the second 40 years of his life, Joshua was Moses' assistant. And he was watching what Moses was doing. He was following. And now Moses is dead and he is ready for the next task. Who was Joshua? He allowed the Holy Spirit to guide him. But also, there is something else about Joshua. Today, we're going to read a few verses. Have your Bible ready. And today, You know, we hear as well that apart from being a man allowed the Spirit, he was also a man who loved God. Turn with me to Numbers chapter 32, verses 10 to 12, and tells us about him. Now, Joshua was one of the spies, we are going to read later, who were sent to see how was the promised land. But also, there is an episode when some of the people of Israel, they say, well, we are on our way to the promised land, and they say, well, we are comfortable here. And we are okay. We better don't go to the other side. And you know, this is what happened there. So the Lord's anger was aroused that day, and he swore this oath, because they have not followed me wholeheartedly. Their heart was not with me, says the Lord. No one of those who were 20 years old or more when they came out of Egypt will see the land I promised on oath to Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. No one except Caleb and Joshua. Why? Because they follow the Lord wholeheartedly. Joshua was a man who allowed the Spirit to guide him, but he loved the Lord. No one will see. And we know the story. 40 years, nobody saw the promised land. So I want you to have in mind those two characteristics. First, he loved the Lord from his heart. And second, he was a man who allowed, you know, the Holy Spirit of God to guide him. So today is about conquering by faith. We enter into this 2019. How we are going to do it as a Christians? But first of all, faith is a challenge. Joshua chapter 1 verse 2, the verses that we read, I'm going to read just verse 2. The Lord said to Joshua, you and all these people, get ready to cross the Jordan River into the land I am about to give them to the Israelites. Now, this is a challenge because Joshua has to believe what the Lord is saying before he sees that. The challenge to see what God will do. He have already crossed the river, the Red Sea. He have experienced the victories that Moses, when he was there. But now the Lord said, you are to cross. Joshua sees that there is a challenge. But also he has seen what happened when people disobey. Let's go to in Numbers chapter 13 and 14. We are going to read a few verses from chapter 14. You remember the account? The spies were there, 12 spies. Between them, you know, among them was Caleb and Joshua. And when they came back, they said, my goodness, we cannot do it. They are giants. We cannot conquer this land. Impossible. Impossible. No way. That was the report. And listen what happened in the book of Numbers, chapter 14. So the man Moses had sent to explore the land, who returned and made the whole community grumble against him by spreading a bad report about it. Oh, no. They are too, it's too much. These men who were responsible for spreading the bad report about the land were struck down and died of a plague before the Lord. Joshua has been there, and he saw, and he says, of the men who went to explore the land, only Joshua and Caleb survived. They were all dead. Joshua has experienced how faith is a challenge. Now Joshua said, now, you go and cross the river, and you are going to possess that land. My friends, faith is what we need. It's easy. Some people say, oh, I have faith. But what is faith? Faith is the certainty of something we don't see. Joshua has to believe that he can conquer the land before he sees that. Abraham is the example of faith. Can you imagine Abraham? He is an old man. And God says, you are going to be the father of a great nation. And maybe he's looking at his wife and say, 80 plus 90. You know, faith is the certainty of something we don't see. We went to visit Joyce on Friday. And then, is Lawrence here? Lawrence, what is the name of the lady that we met? Megan. I'm not lying, okay? And then this old lady was around, and suddenly she realized I was a minister, you know? And then I think she swore, and she said, oh, you know? And then when she realized, oh, we were talking, she would laugh. And then she realized I didn't speak well. She wasn't impressed when I said, no, 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 no. And she sent me back to England or to Ecuador. So I'm preparing my suitcases now. Because I didn't speak Welsh, okay? So what happened is that she was so adamant. And I said, you have to believe. She went, and after a while she came back, isn't it? Where is God? You know, where is God? And I said, you have to believe, my friend. And you know what she told us? That she grew up in the church. She went to Sunday school 3 times. So, you know, but you know. But I don't believe in God. Where is God? Being religious doesn't make us that we can believe. And I said, see around, like we were singing today. God is there. See me, God is there. See you. I said, I don't believe. I said, well, God bless you. You have to believe. That is what we are to do as we enter. We have to believe even before we see it. Abraham did it. We are called to do it. And now these are the principles he used. Okay, he have the challenge. He have the experience. We are going to be reading some verses. How the context of Joshua. And the first principle is this. Be strong and courageous. Can you say the person next to you, be strong and courageous. Be strong and courageous. Be strong. That is the first principle. Because that... He has to have faith, but God says, this is what God says to him. Be strong and courageous. We read it. And he said it 3 times. What verses? Verses 6, verses 7, and verse 9. Be strong and courageous. But what is courage? Okay, so you go to the dictionary. The dictionary says, well, it's bravery, fearlessness, heroism, confidence, nerve. And also some people said nicknames, guts, grits, backbone. Okay, that is courage. But let me tell you something. This is what God told Joshua. The first principle, be strong and courageous. But you can never is going to experience courage when everything is okay. When everything is a garden of roses. You are not going to experience courage there. But the Lord is asking, is telling Joshua, he's telling us, you know, to be courageous. Courage is seeing the person who is back against a wall. Courage is seeing when a person when the odds are against him or against her. Courage is when a person has the pressure. Courage is when the flaming arrows are close. Courage is when the pain is intense. Courage is when everyone is attacking you. That is courage. Courage is what Moses experienced when he walked into Pharaoh's palace and all the officials said, this is what the Lord says. Let my people go. Courage. Courage is what David experienced when this little lad goes into this giant who all his year as a military guy and he goes and face it. This is what the Lord says. Courage is what Elijah experienced when he went to these hundreds of prophets and he says, this is what the Lord says. Courage. Courage. We are not going to experience courage and everything is okay. No. We experience courage when everything is against you. And that's the problem that we have. Why did God tell Joshua that he needed to be courage? What was Joshua going to face that was so difficult? Well, he had to leave this nation to take the promised land, Canaan. But you know, they have 7 armies there. 7 armies. And he had to fight against the context. What was the context? 40 years before, they have told them, no way.
So people grew up saying, he needed courage. He needed courage. So Joshua has to exercise his courage in order to complete. Now, he was part of the 12 spies. He has seen the promised land. And maybe he can say, well, they were right. he was part of the first. So there were seven nations there. And I can say, like Joshua, he can say, God, send somebody else. So God has to say to him, can we say together, be strong and courageous. Do you feel sometimes that everything is uphill? You have problems with your health, disabilities, broken relationships, financial hardships. You lost your job and you don't know what's going to happen. You feel like that? My friend, be strong and courageous. That's the first principle. Sometimes our faith. I read a awful article. I'm so sad that it was written by a Baptist minister from America. He said, we were wrong. The church was wrong. We can never be wrong when we follow the scripture. We need to be courageous to take the promised land. So we face all these kind of things around. So the first principle that Joshua has to understand, that he has to be strong. You know why? Not because he was clever, not because he was strong, no, because there was a fact. Shall we read together? For the Lord your God is not that because Joshua is strong, no. He has somebody there. When you are facing that problem, when you are facing that problem in your family, in your church, in your city, in the country, Brexit is there. You know, we are strong and courageous, for the Lord is with you. Now, let's read again. The context is good. Let's turn with me to Deuteronomy chapter 7. And Joshua, perhaps in his mind, he learned, you know, what was happening around. And sometimes We tend to forget who God is. So Deuteronomy chapter 7, I'm going to read three verses. Verses 17 to 21. And this is again, you know, all the time the people of Israel, they experienced the mighty hand of God and they were worried about many things. In verse 17, I'm going to start reading verse 17 from Deuteronomy chapter 7. He said, you may say to yourselves, these nations are stronger than we are. How can we drive them out? But do not be afraid of them. Remember well what the Lord your God did to Pharaoh and to all Egypt. You saw with your own eyes the great trials, the signs and wonders, the mighty hand and outstretched arm with which the Lord your God brought you out. The Lord your God will do the same to all the people. You know, you now fear. Do not be terrified by them, for the Lord your God who is among you is a great and awesome God. Just like Joshua and the nation of Israel, we may see so small, they say, how on earth am I going to do this? I don't know what is your situation. Maybe you feel, how am I going to face it? Real success is not a matter of strength and courage alone. You know, it's not just to being strong and courageous. No, no, no. But a strength and courage that comes from the knowledge that what? God is walking with you. That is the principle. So he said, I don't want to be wrong. Maybe Joshua is thinking, I don't want to be wrong like my parents were wrong. I want to do okay. So turn with me to Deuteronomy chapter 1, verse 26 to 32. Again, this is what he experienced. This is what he lived. And he said, in Deuteronomy chapter 1, God is speaking and said, but you were unwilling to go up. You rebel against the command of the Lord your God. You grumble in your tents and said, the Lord hates us. So he brought us out of Egypt to deliver us into the hands of the Amorites to destroy us. Where can we go? Our brothers have made our hearts melt in fear. They said, the people are stronger and taller than we are. The cities are large. We walls up to the sky. Then I said to you, do not be terrified. God is talking to his people. Hey, come on. Let's go forward. Verse 30 says, the Lord your God, who is going before you, will fight for you. What a wonderful promise, isn't it? Freddie, you are struggling with this. Mary, you are struggling with this. Julia, you are struggling with this. James, you are struggling with that. You know, don't be afraid, says the Lord. I'm going to be with you. I fight in the wilderness. There you saw how the Lord carried you as a father carries his son. Wow. You see, one of the concepts, again, that book that you gave me about seeking Allah, you know, finding Jesus. The beautiful picture this Muslim paint is about the picture of God being a father. How he loved us so much. And he said, and I carried you, and I brought you where you are now. That's what the Lord is telling us. You finished 2018. The Lord has been with you. He has been with us. Isn't it? It's wonderful. Okay, we struggle. But the Lord says, be strong and courageous. Why? The formula is that he is going to be with us. We see so small here in Bangor. And we say, well, how we are going to do things? The Lord says to you and to me, be strong and courageous because I'm going to be with you all the time. The second principle is obedience to God's command. Shall we say it together? Obedience to this is not what I'm saying. This is what the Bible says. Verse 7 says, be careful to obey all the law. Okay. But we live in a society that we pick and choose, isn't it? Okay, what are the fruits of the Holy Spirit? You remember? Love. We know the fruits. But sometimes we say, okay, I like the love bit. So beautiful. So beautiful, the love. It's lovely. But self-control. We better put it there. Patience. I'm working on it, okay? So... You see my point. God told Joshua, you are to obey all the law. Some people can say, but Freddie, we are not under the law, we are by grace. Yes, but we live by the same principle. The same principle. People say, oh, but it's about loving God. Yes, yes, yes. What are the two commandments? We know it by heart, the two commandments. Yes? The first one? Oh, so lovely, the power of love, isn't it? Love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, with all your mind and strength. And then Jesus, my Lord Jesus said, if you love me, obey my commandments. Beautiful, isn't it? But sometimes we pick and choose. It's lovely, it's love. Jesus said, if you love me, obey it. All. An order. Do it. And it's only then that we can love our neighbor in ourselves. You know, we are living in a society, that's my perception, that because we give everything to our children, grandchildren, we are creating a very dangerous future. Because it broke my heart when I said to my children sometimes, no. You are not having it. You are not doing it. You know, now they are older, they say, Daddy, thank you. Thank you. I do the same with my children. I'm going to be bored. Oh, so I will be a grandparent with a different heart. Okay? Because I will be using my grandparent's heart. You see my point? That's the same with the Lord to Joshua. First principle, be strong and courageous. Second principle, obedience. But the third one, sometimes we, you know, I use this word, well, is it a saturation in God's word? I don't see why. I try to use drench, but it doesn't sound very good. You know? What else for saturation? Plunge or soak? Well, anyway, you see my point when I try to say. Shall we read together this verse? This is what the last thing we need to do. Shall we read it? Keep this book. Keep this book. Meditate on it. Not just read it. Ponder. Be delighted. Everything that we need to know is here, my friend. Everything that we need to know in order to get closer to God, the formula is to be obedient and to be immersed. Even when we don't understand, have you noticed that sometimes you are going through a tough time and suddenly a Bible verse made your day? A Bible, a sermon, a teaching is because here we have everything we need. Joshua did it. My friends, verses 7 and 8 are the key for successful living. Joshua was successful. He's a wonderful man. And the secret of life is to meditate on it. As I conclude this morning, how can you exercise your faith today, this new year, 2019, here in Bangor? Well, you can assess the challenge. What it is to go and conquer that land. What is our promised land? Salvation. We are on that journey to the promised land. Are you on that journey? Do you want to go there one day? We sang songs that one day my Lord will come and he will take us to the promised land. Now, what is it that we are to do? You are to believe. The Lord says in Deuteronomy chapter 4, 29, if you seek me with all your heart, you will find me. Jeremiah says in 29 verse 30, you will seek me and find me when you seek me with what? With all your heart. Are we seeking God with our heart? Or coming to church is just another thing? Are we seeking God with passion? Because the Lord said, if you seek me with all your heart, and that was one of the characteristics of Joshua, isn't it? He loved the Lord wholeheartedly and he lived. It's a danger when we don't love the Lord with our heart. We are, okay, that's okay. We are content. You remember what happened to those people who were content? They were on the journey to the promised land. If you read carefully the verses we read, we don't have time to today. The land is beautiful. They have a lot of cows or, I don't know, sheep. And Moses, if we find favor in you, allow us to stay here. And Moses says, what are you talking about? Let's cross together. And the Lord says, you will not enter. Are you seeking the Lord with all your heart? I'm not asking you about if you are a religious or member of another church or this church. Are you seeking the Lord? 2018, the first step is to receive Jesus. Paul says in Ephesians chapter 1, verse 13, and you also were included in Christ. You also were included in God. You also were included in God's kingdom. When you heard the message of truth, the gospel of your salvation, when you believe, you were marked with him with the seal of the promised Holy Spirit. Are you going to receive this new year saying, God, I'm going to follow you. I'm going to surrender my life now because I'm in danger. My family is in danger. My country is in danger. And the Holy Spirit will guide you. 2019, you are going to face tribulations. The last hymn this morning, I love this hymn. Guide me, O thou great Jehovah, Redeemer, pilgrim through this barren land. I am weak. We are weak. But he is mighty. He said, hold me with thy powerful hand. Bread of heaven. Feed me till I want no more. May the Lord help us this new year to surrender our lives to him, to take the challenge of faith. Be courageous. Be strong. Be obedient. And allow the song of the living God, the bread of heaven, to fill you more and more. So 2019 is going to be a blessing because we are going to take what God has prepared for us. Are you willing to do that? Have I not commanded you, says the Lord? Be strong and courageous. Do not be afraid. Do not be discouraged. For the Lord your God will be with you wherever you go. Let us pray.
Father, there are many things in our lives that trouble us. I pray for that person this morning that is struggling against an addiction, against a feeling, against something that he knows is against you. Father, help us to have faith and help us to live by the principles that Joshua lived. Help us to be strong and courageous. Help us to be obedient and help us to allow your word to fill our life, the bread of life, to fill our life so we can conquer, we can take what you have prepared for us. Father, may your blessing, may your protection and your care be upon us as we enter into this new year. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Amen.